Good morning again, my friend. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, more this week on Made Unto Us Sanctification. Now, last week, as homework, I asked this question. If we are to lose our lives and then find Christ as our life, and we are to do this, and if that is what God desires and speaks to His purpose for our lives, and it is, then can we see that sanctification cannot possibly be a matter of God just doing things to us to make us look like Jesus Christ? Oh, my friend, listen very closely. God wants to form Christ in us. Let me say that again. God wants to form Christ in us. And that is bring us into an inward realization of Christ. Wow. In Galatians 4:19, Paul writes, "My little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you." Did you get that, my friend? God is not trying to make us happy and rich and beautiful and handsome and popular or even successful. Oh, no. God is trying to form Christ in us. And He will do anything that we allow Him to do to us to bring His most precious goal into our life. Now, this will result in forming us together with Christ. But as we have seen, this is only possible if, there's that important word, if we lose ourselves to Him. And what results is not a new and improved us, oh no. But what results is Christ being made manifest through us to the world. Now listen even closer. Christ is made unto us sanctification. Let me say that again. Christ is made unto us sanctification. In short, this is not a matter of us being made to look like Jesus, but it is a matter of us being put out of the way through the work of the cross, through God's dealing and judgments in our life, and Jesus shining through. This is never accomplished by good works or good or positive ideas or good feelings, not even by religion. It is never a human work at all. It is the result of His, and that would be Christ's life within us being made manifest. Now, that it is that our life has been lost. Wow. In Colossians 1:27, Paul writes, "Christ in us, the hope of glory." Wow. Which also is the definition of Christianity, is it not? In Paul's short sentence, he summarized the core and the essence of sanctification. Everything starts with Christ, comes from Him, and is fulfilled with Him. And this is what Christ called, that's why Christ is called the Alpha and the Omega. We can see that in Revelations 1:11 and Revelations 21:6 and Revelations 22:13. Indeed, unless Christ is in us, Paul says, we are retrograde or of no use or value. In short, all that is of value for any human being is found in the one who is other than himself. And all value is found in the person of Jesus Christ. Boy, I like that. Wow. All value is only found in the person of Jesus Christ. Thus, when Christ comes to dwell in us, in Him is found all of the, you know, is found and it speaks of His life and His light and His truth. In Him, Paul writes in Colossians 2:3, are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. In 1 Corinthians 1:3, Paul again writes, but of Him are ye, that would be us, in Christ Jesus, whom of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Wow. Did you get that, my friend? Christ has been made our sanctification. Now, it is vital that we are settled about this verse. Human beings without Christ are spiritually dead and of no value. We are born without a trace of life, light, or truth in us. There is nothing, the natural man, that has any value at all or any worth of redemption. There is no work of sanctification, no expression of righteousness, and no faith that can be mustered up and produced by any of us. In short, we are dead men and women walking. And as we know, John 3:3 says, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit, and that which is born of the flesh is flesh. So there is nothing that is in the natural man that is good. He cannot repeat, cannot produce anything that is good in the eyes of God. My friend, all that God has for man is wrapped up in the person of Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. All that God has for us, for man, is wrapped up in the person of Jesus Christ. Nothing that God has for man is found elsewhere, less often in the natural man. But when we come into this reality of Christ in us, the hope of glory, again, Colossians 1:27, and for in Him, that would be Jesus, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, Colossians 2:9, that dwells in each and every believer. Wow, I hope your spirit is open and you're getting this, for if not, then you may be one of those dead men or women walking. My friend, you must understand this message to be saved. Believe it or not, we must believe the true message of salvation. If not, then we are believing a lie, and that, my friend, will never ever work. As they say in the South, that dog don't hunt. So once we realize that Jesus Christ actually dwells in us, and that Christ is in us, that is actually the essence of Christianity and our sanctification, we can then begin to understand some other passages. For example, now open up your spirit again. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 6:17. I really like Paul, as you can tell. Here in 1 Corinthians 6:17, he that is joined or cemented to the Lord is one spirit. My friend, this verse tells us, as well as other scriptures, how Christ dwells in us, how He makes us one with Himself in spirit. His spirit and our spirit are united. That is how Christ dwells in us. And as I said, we see examples of this all throughout the scriptures. Another example is found in Romans 6:3-5. Paul says, as many of you as were baptized into Christ were baptized into His death. We were buried with Him by baptism into His death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so too we should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together with Him in the likeness of His death, then notice we shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection. Wow. Now note the spiritual unity, one with Christ by His Spirit. This is Christ in us. It is how Christ dwells in us. And it is our human spirit is united with Christ Jesus. Oh, my friend, I so hope you understand this. It is the heart of our salvation, and it is also the heart of our sanctification. So Christ dwells in us by making us one with Himself in spirit. And when we truly grasp that truth, it carries, though, a tremendous ramifications for us. For if, that important word, if we are united with Christ, indeed joined or cemented to Him with our human spirit, then this creates a division in each believer. It creates what the scriptures refer to as the separation or the division between the soul and the spirit, the flesh and the spirit, the old and the new man, the natural man and the spiritual man. By definition, the moment we are united to Christ at salvation, when we are truly convinced our sins have been dealt with, there is that which is united with Christ, and there is that which is not yet united with Christ. Wow. Within each believer, I do not understand that. Now, why did God make this? Well, division in us, I do not know. To me, I would have seen, you know, I would have done, you know, something a little different. But you and I are not God. He is God, and we are not. And He knows that we must believe this, what He is doing, and we must come to rest to what He is doing and to His sovereignty in our life and this plan that He has for each and every one of us. Wow. Now, I don't understand about this division, the separation, but God is in control, and that's the way He made us, and we just have to march on through that. Amen. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting and hoping that you have a tremendous day and that the Lord is able to give you thought to the division and the strife that is in your heart, the division between the old man and the new man and all of this, and allow God to strengthen you with might in the inward man so that you will be able to overcome that old man, the old man of flesh that is in our heart, so that we'll be able to serve Him in a greater way. God bless. More next week. Amen.